lost the airport case this morning.
We are back from recess. Before we step into the next order of business, I would like to go back to accounts payable. We had held a check just a few minutes ago, and I would like to have that addressed.
Sure. That was check number 331695. we held it looking for more information. We found that we did receive a grant in October for the full amount. It was 101-84-30, which, looking at the budget, we had allocated a revenue stream, so the revenue did come in as we budgeted in 2012. So I'm going to move that we approve check number 331695.
I'll second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve check number 331695, which had been previously not approved. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Would you change the documentation here to state that that's approved? Thank you. Court orders. Christy, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. All of these court orders have been presented by the assessor's office. In the first list you'll find are the pending personal property refunds. There are three of them. It's the legal size page here.
Gentlemen, could we list this as Exhibit A with today's date?
Sure.
That would be the right one.
Okay. Motion to approve Exhibit A.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A as presented with the date 12-10-2012. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next page is titled Real Abatement Reconciliation Parcel Occupancy. These have already been done in the book.
So we're just cleaning up the book is what we're doing.
Just cleaning up. Well, the parcel occupancy.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's so the ones that had
per our policy, we go flood. Ahead and do those ahead of time, and you approve them after.
Can we list this as Exhibit B sure. with today's date?
Motion to approve Exhibit B with today's date. It'd be 20. How are we going to do it?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve Exhibit B as presented with today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
The next one is real estate pending. Again, these have been presented by the assessor's office, and these have not been done in the book yet.
This would just clean up moving properties and, I mean, moving barns if they're on the wrong property, moving them proper part. It's basically cleaning up the book, correct?
Gentlemen, I would like to add a parcel number to this. That parcel number is 08-8.0-33-001-005-001.0.
Okay.
This refers to the structures on land. We'd like to move this to exempt status. This property was exempted in 2011 and is not exempted in 2012, and it should be, so the property value will go to zero.
Okay. I've added that in here.
The structure value will go to zero. Is that correct, James?
This
parcel will go to zero.
That parcel will go to zero.
Gotcha. Motion to approve Exhibit C with that one addition of parcel number.
And I'll second that motion.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit C as presented with today's date, including the parcel number that I have read into the record. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay, the final list are the personal properties, and this is where we're cleaning up the old bill. The add-on has already been created and sent to the collector.
Make this Exhibit D.
Exhibit D. Motion to approve Exhibit D as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit D as presented with today's date. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That is it. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Christy, did you want this copy?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, she puts it in, so I gave her my copy. Thank you, ma'am. Got Lefty up. Crisis funding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is my annual meeting with you for the Crisis Center funding. We had the Crisis Center in Rockaway, the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County, that has applied for the Crisis Center funding. According to the statute, they have to have this documentation into us by the end of September, which they did, and applying for the money that does come in, that's basically a pass-through. We get money from the recorder's office for a marriage license, $5 for every marriage license he does goes into this account. There are civil action dollars that go into here from the circuit court. Any city that does not have a crisis center, like Hollister of their own, sends us money every month for our county fund here. At this time, I'm just coming to you to let you know about what we will be sending to them. The money doesn't go out till January because it's annually, but I do need to let them know before the end of the year how much they expect to receive. So all I need today is for you to allow me to write the letter to them stating in January they will be receiving this. It will be around $9,000.
Specifically, name that organization again.
It's the find it right here. The Women's Crisis Center of Taney County.
Crisis Center.
And they've sent us their year-end audit. They have sent us all the documentation that we need.
So it's really, it's we're going to issue a letter is what we're doing.
I'm asking right now is permission to issue a letter telling them we will be sending them their money in January. Because we, for their budget process, okay. We do need to let them know by the end of the year how much to expect from us.
I move that we issue a letter to the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County, informing them that we will be sending them the funds in January.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve a letter informing the Women's Crisis Center of Taney County that they will be receiving funding from the treasurer's office.
And if you want to put in there January. The amount, I'm sorry, if you want to, it'd be around,
which
right
is approximately.
Right now it's $8,800, so approximately $8,800.
You put approximately $800, that's fine.
Sorry. Well, you might want that in there.
Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen. And I would say see you next year.
Thank you, Helen. Uh-huh. Solid waste disposal agreement.
Do you have the agreement, sir?
I do have. I see within the letter there's a letter from our counsel stating that he approves the contract. Asked to form, submitted by Waste Corporation of Missouri. He does not approve the form of the proposed agreement submitted by Republic Services. And I suggest, once I hand this to you, that in fact we do approve.
Yes. So we approve the one that we approve, which is the WCA.
That's correct.
So I'll move that we approve agreement between Taney County and WCA or Waste, what is it called? Waste Company of America? Waste Corporation of America. Waste Corp. We'll take action on the other one because it's not approved.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve a contract buy-in between Taney County, Missouri and Waste Corporation of America for tipping services as recommended, at least informed by our county council. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Nikki, let me borrow you up here for a second. City of Forsyth funding agreement. We have in front of us an intergovernmental construction funding agreement by and between Taney County, Missouri, Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Forsyth. Good morning.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
Good.
Do you have some comments for us regarding this agreement?
I'm just here to answer any questions. I didn't know what Mr. Suti had shared with you guys on.
Specifically, I don't remember anything, Danny, unless I'm missing something.
What I'm seeing is that the Taney County Regional District has signed. I see Nathan Easley's signature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's asking for our signature, gentlemen. An approval.
What are we spending on, Chris?
What are we spending it on?
Yes.
It's a brief synopsis. It's a system that we've installed on our wells, mm-hmm. and it's a capacitor system. Danny's probably aware of the technology. It takes your stray voltage out, and this capacitor system just evens out your voltage, and it ends up in a cost savings to this particular company guarantees a 15% cost reduction and in our wells. Some of them we experienced a $20,000 a year well electric usage. So, you know, we're experiencing, you know, savings there. They can also put it on all of our treatment plant machinery.
And this funding comes from the 25% of sales tax revenues that come into the county that have been approved by the county for the sewer district to release to incorporated areas within the county.
Yes.
Under certain guidelines, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Motion to approve the agreement between Taney County, Missouri, Taney County Regional Sewer District, and the City of Forsyth, as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agreement, funding agreement, by and between Taney County and Taney County Regional Sewer District and the City of Forsyth, as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Thank you, sir, very much. John, thank you for that valuable input this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Nikki, I'll give these agreements to you. You will acquire the other necessary signatures. Thank you. Wellness Advisory Committee appointments.
For several months, we've been down two members on our advisory committee. We've sent out a couple different emails, did not receive a response. So then we took the liberty of looking at the sign-in sheet to see who has been utilizing it, and we kind of took that route. Got two responses back. From two individuals that use the facility quite frequently, and that is Kyle Essery and Mike Schofield. And we are requesting that you appoint them onto the advisory committee.
What do you have?
Our standard application, we have them fill out.
It is the one name, Mr. Esri, is he the deputy?
He's a deputy,
I didn't recognize his first name.
All of our current committee members are in this building, so it'd be great to get some extra input and some male input. Scott's our only male on the committee.
Sure. So. Don't we typically have county employees that serve on this committee?
Mm-hmm.
Well, my question is, we're getting ready to put a state employee on?
Well,
do we have bylaws that provide that it'll be county employees?
We have, like, a policy, like a guest policy that we go by, but because we're an advisory committee, we were never directed by the commission to establish bylaws.
I mean, personally, I don't have an objection.
I don't either.
I just wondered if it...
My only question is that we probably need to open, we need to write up something, because this opens the door for someone's spouse or someone's family or someone this and that to be appointed to the board, which wouldn't be a county employee.
Well, I'm all for appointing Mr. Essery today. I think that we need to put it in writing if we're going to do anyone that is not a county employee.
Is that a wellness committee that I can act on?
You know, I would agree with that. Let's do a couple things.
Let's work with Linda back here to find what we need to accomplish. I just don't want to put us in a position that we shouldn't put ourselves in.
But bylaws would be good for selection. That way we protect ourselves in case someone doesn't get... Suppose you had 20 people and we didn't select somebody, it would protect us from someone crying foul.
Well, and this, you know, I think this individual would do a great job.
Oh,
I know that he utilizes the services, the facility.
Hey, I'm fine with it other than...
Let's just make sure we take care of
just from
what
a bylaws
we should in writing first, and then...
I mean, even if it's just a qualifications document, so we have something on file in writing who we select from.
Linda, do you want to join us for just a second?
Well, that's what we would like you and the Wellness Committee to work on.
We currently have a guest policy.
Right, I have a copy.
And that I would think you're using the guest policy guidelines, maybe write up something that way, since we already had council look at how we choose who could be a guest and who can't be a guest. But you maybe use that as your parameters and then come up with a policy. But until then, I'll move that we appoint Kyle Essery to the Wellness Committee Advisory Board.
I'll second that.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Kyle Essery to the Wellness Advisory Committee. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay.
And the other individual, I'm going to, if it's all right, mention the name, because it's not so much, I just want to make sure that it's not about an individual. What it is about, we need a policy, and since that employment's a little unique, if you can come up with something, we'll be more than happy to appoint.
I know it's difficult to find people to serve in those positions.
It is.
I'm all for finding the ones that we can find that will be active, and I believe that he would be. Let's just cover ourselves.
Another thing is the meeting times and things like that, who would be available to come at that particular time and this and that. And I was kind of wondering if you run into a situation to where you didn't have anybody that wanted to serve on that and you ended up with a spouse or someone like
no,
that.
No, never.
I know.
That's why I would say we need to have a policy so that we can have a guideline of
right.
To support
now,
that.
We as a committee have changed our time because of certain members' schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not, like, blocked in at a certain time.
Sure.
I know that the Sheriff's Department is unique because, you know, I believe they're like 3 months on, 3 months off, and they switch shifts all the time. Sometimes they get called out. So there's different issues. So we've changed, you know, several times. So. Okay.
Next issue is county board appointments. I would like to bring up first and foremost the library board and make a comment that when we appointed five individuals to the county library board, we did so following some instructions, and we have done so incorrectly. We appointed individuals to one-year term, we appointed two individuals to two-year terms, and we appointed two individuals to four-year terms. According to Missouri law, we should have appointed two individuals to one-year term, one individual to a two-year term, one individual to a three-year term, and one individual to a four-year term. Here are my suggestions, if you gentlemen will bear with me. We had appointed Harry Styron to a one-year term. That would have expired last July 12th. That position is up for reappointment, which would be an appointment that would expire on July 2016. Second appointment, we appointed Roxanne Hart to a two-year term. We should have made that a one-year term, which would have expired on 7/12, which would be renewable, and 7/16. I'm going to do these one at a time, if that's all right.
That'd be fine.
The first is Harry Styron, and as I understand it, Mr. Styron does not wish to be reappointed, so that would create a vacancy. The second is Roxanne Hart. To the best of my knowledge, she would like to be reappointed, and I would like to see us reappoint her, at which would have been effective July 2012 and would carry until July 2016.
So, Roxanne Hart. Motion to appoint Roxanne Hart to the library district.
What we're doing is we're going back and correcting a mistake. We gave her a two-year term. It should have been a one-year term.
Right.
And that term expired on 7/12.
Right.
And we should reappoint her as of that time, which will expire her July 6, 2016.
So, with her term expiring July of 2016.
I will give you the copy of what I have here for your records. I've written it out.
So Mr. Babcock was correct?
Next, Mr. Babcock was for 2 years. 2 years is fine. It expires July 2013.
Which we were good with that.
Which will come up next year. Next appointment in line was Sarah Kleinfelter, which was a four-year term. We'd have it a three-year term if we follow this order, which would expire July of 2014.
So motion to adjust Sarah Kleinfelter's appointment to expire on July of 2014.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to appoint Sarah Kleinfelter to that original three-year term, which will expire July 2014. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Barbara Weirman, we appointed to a four-year term.
And she's fine.
Which will expire to 7/15, so she's okay.
Okay.
Now what we have in place are four appointments. And here's what they are. Roxanne Hart will now expire July 2016. James Babcock will expire July 2013. Sarah Kleinfelter will expire July 2014. And Barbara Wehrman will expire on July 2015. and we will have a vacancy to address.
So we have one vacancy, which for those, we've had a few names come in. If the newspapers want to put something out there, we'd be more than happy to see some additional names for a good selection, but we do have one vacancy there.
We have a couple of names that have been submitted already by existing board members that are interested. You said something about last week, but you had a name? Or
yes, last week I had a name, and it was on the original list, and actually was a very, very good qualified person that I... We just didn't have enough positions last year, so it was...
Do you want to say who it is?
It was Glenda Rowe.
Okay.
And I just...
Have you talked to...
Not since we made these appointments, but she was one on the top of the list. We just didn't have enough appointments to put her on there. She was within the...
But if you want to, I mean, I would feel best if you talk to her first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then obviously...
She's still interested.
If she's still interested, yeah, interested.
Mm-hmm. If you would do that, we will bring that board back up, and perhaps we can fill that vacancy that exists.
We also have two. I just forget, when we change the vacancies, it's planning and zoning. We've got two openings there. One's in the Branson Township. Now, the planning and zoning rules are very unique. You cannot live in an incorporated area to serve on our planning and zoning. So if there's some interested people out there who want to, or an individual who lives in the Branson Township but does not live in the city limits, feel free to submit your name and qualifications to the commission office here in Forsyth, and we'll be more than happy to review that.
We also have a vacancy in planning and zoning in the Big Creek Township, which is basically the pro tem area.
Right.
And let's talk about other. Don't we have a transportation?
We have a transportation advisory. I don't know what district specifically. We have a vacancy there. And I believe we have one vacancy on the IDA. And then we will also have a vacancy in the sewer department at the end of the year. And then we have the sewer department. We have one that's his term's expiring at the end of this year, and has said he was not going to renew. Oh, I think that's a good...
Well, I'd back at you.
I think it would be good to have some intergovernmental connection. And inasmuch as your father served there,
I just think
that would be... What do you think?
I think
we want to make that motion today.
I could.
Now, we've not had any bitterness today.
I don't see that as one that would create bitterness.
In the
I
think county
that would
commission
be a good
meeting,
selection.
I just assumed we went ahead and
did something else
under these premises.
What other boards, gentlemen?
We
need to be looking.
Do you have anything on the park board coming up?
That's what I was going to ask. If I can't remember if there's a vacancy on the park board, or if there will be some expired dates. We was going to try to move all those to the first of the year that were...
All right.
And so I'll check on that.
I know planning and zoning...
Yeah.
They'll be empty because that person can't continue to serve.
Right. And...
But I don't know about BOA. You'll have two BOE positions next year.
Refresh my memory regarding the Branson Township lines. I know it runs all the way to Stone County from the city of Branson.
Mm-hmm.
So although Point Royal is in the incorporated area of the city of Branson.
Doesn't it run north up past the high road too, Danny? Doesn't it go up there?
Well,
the Whitetail Crossing area?
We visited with this lady that was here this morning. She said she thought it was in the Walnut Shade or Jasper.
I thought it went all the way over there too. So, the map is upstairs.
Well, I know that the commissioners' districts,
right?
Commissioners' districts follow that high road,
right?
But I don't think that corresponds to the political township.
We didn't.
No,
see.
I think it goes. I think it goes all the way up. I don't have a copy here.
Okay. No, it doesn't go all the way up.
It does not.
No, I just don't know where the cutoff line is. Most definitely.
Did you want to? We've got a lady. We've got a lady in the back here that's got her hand in the air.
Pardon?
What township are you in?
She's in Jasper. district that represents you. So we could move the lines and put her on P&Z? Is that what she suggested?
I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, I think what we'll try to do is try to get a list of everything ASAP. But there's probably seven or eight opportunities for citizens to serve and get involved.
And there's some young people out there that want to start getting involved, and I would encourage that also. Some young people to get on the committees and be a part of government.
All right. By action this morning, we have straightened out our board appointments for the library. We've acknowledged that we have a vacancy. And if anyone is interested, they should contact us, although we've already have had some names that have been submitted. We have two vacancies within planning and zoning. We have one vacancy in planning and zoning. Big Creek will have a second vacancy as of January 1st for Branson Township, correct?
Correct.
All right. Vacancy on the Transportation Committee. And possibly you said someone in Parks?
I'll have to look. Okay. I know that that's a yearly deal.
I can't think of anything else.
I think it's been in existence long enough to get to get it switched over where it will be.
Gentlemen, we have our ladies here. Do you want to come up and join us regarding insurance issues? I would suggest we step into... No? Oh. That's above.
That is above. Yes.
Did you have some malfunction, or
he just likes to draw on my papers?
I like my red ink.
Oh.
We have a benefits fair, I think, on Wednesday, don't we?
Do you want to make a couple of comments about that, ladies? What happens on Wednesday?
Okay. On Wednesday, beginning at 7:30 a.m., we have four different insurance orientation meetings that's going to discuss with our employees the insurance that we are going to have for 2013 and all aspects of it. They are also going to fill out their applications there, and if they have any questions, they can ask that of employee benefit will be here. So will a representative from Cox Health, one from Fort Dearborn, one from Vision Care Direct, and Aflac.
And Serve.
And this is for, it's mandatory for health insurance because we are switching from Mercy to Cox.
Not Mercy. From Anthem.
Anthem, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. That was 2 years ago. Anthem
to Cox.
Right.
And we have had several tell us that they have meetings for work and such, so we are making arrangements with them for Friday.
But they have to make arrangements.
Yes.
This is not an optional, so
correct.
If you can't make the timeline on Wednesday, contact your office and schedule something.
That is correct, unless you're a part-time person that doesn't receive benefits.
Right. The Fort Dearborn is probably something that's good news for a lot of people.
Very new to us. They will be handling our dental, our group life, which now will have $25,000 for employee, $5,000 for employee spouse, $2,500 for child, voluntary life, voluntary short-term disability, which is new, and voluntary long-term disability, which is new. The best rates that we were given and options as far as entire plan came from Cox Health and then from Fort Dearborn.
I mentioned the executive on Friday proposal, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Danny.
We are scheduled because we are going to be talking about personnel matters and individuals shortly regarding decisions that this commission must make before you have your fair on Wednesday. And if that's your suggestion to go into exec, let's do so. If not,
I think we need to have that one more discussion, and then we can come out and make a motion. We can make a motion in exec either way, but you just need direction
about some individuals that will help you decide what you're doing Wednesday.
Correct.
I'm going to move to go into executive session pursuant 610.021.3 and .12. That's personnel and contracts.
I'll second the motion.
Motion has been made and seconded for this commission to go into executive session pursuant to 610.021 subsections 3 and 12, which are personnel and contracts. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Danny aye.
Jim aye.
Ron aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries. We will come out of executive session and go into
budget
discussions in the conference room upstairs at hopefully 10:30. We'll stand in executive session.